Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice.
How do you sing a decrescendo, meaning how do you get softer without going flat? A lot of times when you sing, especially high belted pitches or high in head voice in opera, and then you have to do a decrescendo, meaning you get very soft as you're holding the pitch, here's what happens. No! You get really flat, or you break, of course, when you're doing it in chest voice, and here's in head voice. Either your tone breaks off, or you just go really flat, or both. And here's what's really important. Compression, 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 compression. I have some videos about compression. You should check them out. But here's what's so important about compression. Just think of the air as, you know, the air pressure that travels through your vocal cords really makes them vibrate at the frequency that you want to achieve. So when you have a high pitch, a loud high pitch, there's pretty dense air that travels through the vocal cords. In combination, of course, with well-closed vocal cords, they're closed tightly, which means that pressure of the air column that comes before the air hits the vocal cords, it's high pressure because it hits vocal cords, there is a resistance. It's almost like there's a little wall and there's only this little opening that lets through the air. So lots of compression. We need to keep the compression. How do we do that? We need less air to come through the vocal cords when you sing softly, but we need the pressure to be just as high as when we started the pitch when it was loud. So it's really all a matter of your support and keeping pharyngeal space. Because when you get narrow, this is also a tendency, a lot of times you get narrow, your muscles aren't engaged just because you're getting soft. Keep singing as if you were singing loudly when you get softer and keep the compression. Actually increase the support pressure from down here as you're decrescendoing in the space. And then you'll have more something like, yeah. I feel that when I decrescendo, when I get really, really soft, I have to just work like crazy down here for my support. Now in head voice, I feel that I'm holding in the air. It's almost like I'm sucking back the air that when I was loud, I was pushing it out more. And now it's almost like, keep it in, keep it in, keep it in. So that compression with good support is so important. This was just a quick tip, but if you apply it, let me know in the comments if this is helping you. This is, for me, the number one solution for going flat is to really work on your consistent support and keep that compression up. If you want more free resources, you can check out my website at masteryourvoice.tv and join my Facebook group if you have not already. It's free, Master Your Voice with Freya. Have a most wonderful day. I hope to see you soon. And until then, always keep a song in your hearts and always keep on singing. Bye now.